we began last week called What is Your Starting Point? And we're looking at the book of Ephesians. And we just read the first two verses last week. That's all we did, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2. We're going to dip a bit further into the book. We're going to read verses 3 to 14 today. And the title of this preaching series is What is Your Starting Point? Just to remind you that the whole overarching theme, the idea is, what is your foundation in life? When you wake up each day, where do you begin? In what do you root your identity? And I love this truth. We touched on it last week. I love this truth that as a Christian, as a believer, we live from an identity, not for an identity. And most of the world around us is continually living for an identity, searching for an identity, found in their career, found in a relationship, found in their bank balance, found in the way they look. They're reaching for an identity. But as a believer, we have the most wonderful identity in Christ Jesus, and we're to live from that identity. That's such an important mindset. It's such an important mindset that everything is built upon. That when you begin your day, you begin from a right mindset, a biblical, truthful mindset. Last week we looked at the truth that we begin each day being saints. In Christ Jesus, I am a saint. Paul says, Ephesians 1 and verse 2, to the saints in Ephesus. This was a ragtag bunch of a church. And yet Paul calls them saints. In Christ, you are a saint. That's your starting point. That's your identity. When you wake up and you look in the mirror in the morning, I'm a saint. That's where you begin your day. Today we're going to look, like I said, Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 14. And the title or the starting point for today is I am blessed. I'm blessed. Last week, I am a saint. Today, I am blessed. So can you just, let's just say this out loud, because sometimes, again, we've got to break the sound barrier. We've got to declare the truth. So let's count this in. One, two, three. I am blessed. Let's say it one more time. One, two, three. I am blessed. Okay, so we're going to look at that wonderful truth that in Christ Jesus, as we'll see in verses 3 to 14, Paul again and again and again can't get enough of telling the church that in Christ Jesus, you are blessed. If you go right back to the beginning of the Bible, if you go right back to the book of Genesis, you'll see there that God created the world. We know the story of how God created the world. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. God created mankind. And if you look at Genesis 1 and verse 28, it says something that we can often miss. It says here, after God's created Adam and Eve, God's created man and woman, it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, etc., etc. And look at it. Verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, our first parents, Adam and Eve, didn't ask anything from God, and yet he blessed them. You see, God, our Heavenly Father, is such a generous, gracious, good God that he just wants to bless his people. And right here at the beginning of the Bible is this wonderful insight into the heart of God. That God's heart is to bless his people. God's heart is to bless you. God's heart is to bless your life. God's heart was to bless Adam and Eve, and his heart is the same today. His heart is to bless each one of you. Now this is really important and such a mindset shift, because the common image of God in other world religions is that God needs to be manipulated or coerced into blessing people. So let me give you some examples. So in many different world religions, you have to fast in order to receive God's blessing. You have to pray a certain amount of times each day in order to receive God's blessing. You have to go on a certain pilgrimage once in your life in order to receive God's blessing. You have to say a particular mantra. You have to give up a certain sacrifice in order to receive God's blessing. You see, all of these world religions have, you have to do X, Y, and Z to then receive God's blessing. And the problem is, even for us as Christians, is that that mindset can seep into our way of thinking. And we can think, oh wow, I've got to earn God's blessing. I've got to earn God's blessing over my life. Well, let me tell you, that's not possible. We cannot earn God's blessing. The Bible says that our righteousness is like rags. God says, come to me open-handed. Come to me, all you who are weary. Come to me, all you who are destitute. All you who have nothing in your hands. And I will bless you. I will fill you. In Christ Jesus, you are blessed. And you see, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, he was writing to a people whose time was just like our own. You see, we often think that the Bible was kind of like old school and the people in the Bible were like way out of date, but we're really, really modern. But you see, the people in Ephesus had a similar mindset to what we did. Because Ephesus was this premier city in the ancient world for religion and spirituality. If you read the commentaries and find out a little bit about Ephesus 2,000 years ago, you'll read about all the temples. You'll read about all the festivals. You'll read about all the kind of sects and all the practices that went on in the city of Ephesus. And all of this went on because people were trying to manipulate the gods into a blessing. Whether that was some secret occult, whether that was witchcraft, whether that was some kind of sacrifice, all of it was to get a blessing from the gods in people's life. You can read a little bit about Paul's missionary journey in the book of Acts. And in Acts 19, there was almost a riot because when Paul preached the gospel, people understood the grace of God and then started burning all their books and burning all their paraphernalia in a massive bonfire. And all these people, people got really angry and really upset because their way of making money had gone, because people were burning all the things that they were sold to try and manipulate the gods to bless them. And you see, people are the same today. People are the same. They're trying to manipulate God into a blessing. I mean, in today's day and age, it has different shapes and forms. Some people are like, well, you know, if I can recycle every piece of plastic, then I'll receive God's blessing. You know, if I can be completely biodegradable in every possible way, then I'll receive God's blessing. We think, well, that's the kind of today's modern way of receiving God's blessing. You think, well, if I can do a number of good deeds each day, then I will receive God's blessing. If I can give money to the poor, then I can receive God's blessing. Whether it's superstitious stuff from the past, whether it's recycling today, whether it's doing good deeds, whether it's, you know, being superstitious, whatever it is, all of it comes down to the truth that mankind is trying to manipulate the gods to receive a blessing. And Paul's point in Ephesus, in this book to the Ephesians, as we'll read chapter verse 3 to 14, his point is you don't need to manipulate God to bless you. Because God loves you and wants to bless you. God is a good father who loves to give good gifts to his children. Matthew 7 tells us that, the Sermon on the Mount. We have a heavenly father who loves to give good gifts to us. You see, this is absolutely key. So many of you will have a misunderstanding that needs to be corrected. God has blessed you. You don't have to do anything. In Christ Jesus, you are blessed. Now we're going to read verse 3 to 14. In the Greek, it's one long sentence. And it explores in great depth the theme that God blesses his people. The picture I have, and I'm just about to read it now, the picture I have when I read these verses is like a fireworks display going off. Because each of the statements, each of the verses, we could preach on for about half an hour. Because each of the verses is so like, wow, that's amazing. So as we read, it's like, pow, amazing color, beauty of what God has done and blessed us. And then straight away, pow, another great firework. Wow, that's what God has done for us. Pow, that's what God has done for us and blessed us. All of these fireworks going off. God's blessing upon us. Wow after wow after wow. And this is your starting point. As a Christian, as a believer in Christ Jesus, this is your starting point. So with that said, we're going to read Ephesians 1 from verse 3 to verse 14. This is such a rich and a beautiful passage of scripture. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Christ Jesus, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given to us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. I hope it's clear, as you've read that, as you've looked at that, that in Christ, we are blessed. You know, 14 times in those first 14 verses, Paul says, in Christ, in Christ. You see, nothing compares to the blessing that we receive in Christ Jesus. Now, there's something really important you need to understand as we go and unpack this. There are times, there are days when you won't feel blessed. There are times and there are days when you will wake up and feel awful. There are times and there are days when you will go through the storms of life. But the fact is, in Christ Jesus, you are blessed. That's your starting point. That's your identity. That's who you are. And every single one of us, every single one of us, we have a choice. When we look at our life, how do we look at our life? Am I going to look at my life that God has rejected me and things are bad and things are difficult and people have dissed me? Or am I going to look at my life and say, God has blessed me? Whatever goes on, whether circumstances are great, whether circumstances fall apart, God has blessed me. Whatever is going on in your life, You begin from a position of blessing. I am blessed. If you remember nothing else from today's sermon, I want you to go away, walk out that door and say, I am blessed in Christ Jesus. That's my starting point. That's how I begin each day. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. Now we're going to unpack a little bit of that incredibly wonderful truth that Paul brings to the Ephesian church. And what I'm going to pick out is six words. Six words out of that passage. Each one of them is a blessing from God that we receive in Christ Jesus. And at the end, I want to illustrate this for each one of you. So the first word in verse four, is that we are told as believers that we are holy in Christ Jesus. It says that you are holy and blameless. In Christ, your starting point is that you are holy and blameless. And that is a positional and a practical place that you begin. Positionally, in front of God, you are holy because of Christ Jesus. You are without blame because of Christ Jesus. The best way to explain this is, I believe, what Luther, one of the church fathers, used to say. He used to call the cross the great exchange. We bring our rags, our dirt, our sin to the cross, and we exchange it for his righteousness. Positionally, God sees us as holy because of the cross. Because of Jesus living in you, you are holy in God's eyes. It's a positional thing. It's also then a practical thing. Given the fact that you are holy, given the fact that Christ is in you, given the fact the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of you, you can then live a holy life. You can then live to the calling that God has for you and not the sinful desires that call on your life. With God's help, we can be more like him. So positionally, we are holy in Christ Jesus. And practically, because of God's Spirit inside of us, we can live holy lives. So when we say we are blessed, one of the truths that Paul gives us in verse 4 is we are holy and blameless. That is one of the truths. We are holy and blameless. The second truth that Paul goes on to talk about is he says that you are chosen and predestined. Chosen and predestined. It says that a number of times in the passage. For God chose you. For he predestined us. God has chosen you to receive his love, to receive his favor, to receive his blessing. In the Old Testament, the words for things like purpose and plan. In the New Testament, words like predestined and elect and chosen. Now, there's a load of questions around the doctrine of predestination in terms of how people become Christians, in terms of choices that people make and free will and all that stuff. I'm not going to get into that. This is what I want you to hold on to. Those questions are important, but we so often miss the central truth. The things to celebrate, the truth is that God predestined a plan to send Jesus to die on the cross to save each one of us. That through Jesus Christ, we are chosen. We are saved. You see, God was obligated to do nothing, but he chose to send his own son. He chose to send Jesus to die on the cross for each one of us. We can rest in that sovereignty. We can rest in that truth that God has chosen us. We can freely share the good news with others. We can freely tell people about Jesus because we are blessed that God has chosen you. He's chosen each one of you. Before the foundation of time, he chose you. What a blessing. What a truth. What a wonderful thing to know when you wake up in the morning that you are holy and that you are chosen. You are blessed. What does that mean? It means I'm holy. It means I'm chosen. It means God has chosen to know you. God has chosen to love you. God has chosen to seek you. God has chosen to befriend you. The next blessing, it says in verse 5 and 6, is that we are adopted to sonship. We are adopted in Christ Jesus into God's family. Now adoption is wonderful. It's when a father chooses a child to be part of their family. In Christ Jesus, we have been chosen to be part of God's family. You know, in the Old Testament, father, God is referred to as father only 14 times. And all of those are impersonal. All of those are in the context of Israel, the nation. In the New Testament, that immediately changes. Because Jesus comes along and talks about God is Heavenly Father 66 times in the Gospels. He prays in this informal way, Abba, Father, Papa, Daddy. When we become a Christian, God is adopting us into His family. We can call God our Heavenly Father. He takes you unclean. He takes you unholy. He takes you as you are. And you become a son. You become a daughter of the Most High. However your earthly father treated you, whatever may have gone on, good or bad, you have a heavenly father who loves you. You are blessed and you are adopted. You begin the day adopted in God's family. You are his son. You are his daughter. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I'm holy in Christ Jesus. I'm blessed because I've been chosen before the creation of the world. I'm blessed because I'm adopted into God's family. And then Paul goes on. He talks about a word redeemed. He uses the word redeemed in verse 7. It says that we have redemption through the blood of Jesus. Redemption. You say, what does redemption mean? What does the word redeem, redemption mean? Well, the picture is a picture from the Old Testament, a picture from the Exodus, a picture when the Israelites were slaves to Pharaoh. And then they were slaves to this tyrant Pharaoh, and they had no way of getting out of their slavery. And God sent Moses and God sent plague after plague after plague, but still Pharaoh said, no, 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 I'm not letting your people go. And then finally God sent the judgment of the angel of death over the people of Egypt. But God put the blood of a Passover lamb on the doorposts of the Jews. And because of that, they were redeemed. The wrath of God passed over them. And God's people were redeemed and set free. And that picture from the Old Testament is a beautiful picture of what it means. Because in Christ Jesus, we have our Passover lamb. You see, apart from Christ, every single one of you is a slave to sin. Every single person who is not a believer in this world today is a slave to sin. But when you become a Christian, when you become a believer, you are redeemed. And Jesus, the Passover lamb, sets you free from the chains of slavery. He sets you free from the chains of sin. Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain for you to set you free. So whatever may have enslaved you, whether it be drugs, whether it be addiction, whatever mindset may have enslaved you, in Christ Jesus, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are set free. You begin the day, your identity, your starting point is I am redeemed. I am set free. That's where you begin. That's your starting point. I'm blessed. Because I'm redeemed. Because Jesus has set me free. Just like the Passover lamb in Exodus set the Israelites free of the tyranny of the Egyptians, so the blood of Jesus sets you free from the slavery of sin. Can you see what Paul is telling the church in Ephesus? And he's telling each of you today, you are blessed because you're holy in Christ. You are blessed because you're chosen in Christ Jesus. You are blessed because you are adopted into his family. You are blessed because you are redeemed. You've been set free from the power of sin. And he goes on. And he talks about being forgiven. He talks about forgiveness. He talks about in verse 7 that we know the forgiveness of sin. We know forgiveness from the wrong things that we have done. You see, all of us have regrets. All of us have said things that we wish we could take back. All of us have lied. All of us have manipulated the truth. All of us have hurt people. All of us have caused pain to those around us. And we try and minimize our sin, or we try and hide our sin, or we try and beat ourselves up and punish ourselves, or blame others. But those efforts fail. In Christ, you are forgiven. Totally, completely, eternally forgiven. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter the severity of what you have done. Christ's forgiveness is there for you. Jesus died on the cross so that you may be forgiven. Yes, there's consequences to our actions. We sometimes have to live through the consequence of our actions. But God won't punish us. We are forgiven. That is our starting point. We are blessed because we are forgiven. Now let me just say, there are more blessings in these verses, but I'm not going to pick out every single one of them. Just want to pick out one more. Verse 13. It talks about being sealed by the Holy Spirit. Paul says, you are sealed by the promised Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, you are sealed. Now in the ancient world, owners would personalize their possession with a seal. Even slaves who were slaves of rich or famous rulers would be branded, would be sealed with that owner's mark. You know, we see it on a letter, but slaves were brandished with a seal to show that they were owned by a particular owner. As Christians, the seal of our sonship, the seal that God is for us and on our side and we are sons of God, is the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of us. The Holy Spirit is the seal that we belong to God. The Holy Spirit is this blessing that we experience today. The Holy Spirit is the blessing that is the foretaste of heaven. The Holy Spirit is God with us in the ups and downs of life. The Holy Spirit is that we are God's. And God is with us. And God will never forsake us. And God will be with us in the good times and the bad times. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We are sealed. Sealed with the Holy Spirit. You're blessed. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Your starting point, each one of you, your starting point is I am blessed. Okay, I want to illustrate something. And this is the picture I want you to have in your mind. Jonathan, can I borrow you? Can you come and stand up here? And Ian, can I borrow you a minute? Can you come and stand here? Okay, just stand there for a moment. I want to illustrate something with these two guys. And I want you, this to be a picture that you go away with today. Okay? Because this is so fundamental that you're in your mind, you get that you are blessed. And that your starting point on Monday morning when you go to work is that I am blessed. Can you just open your hands like this, Jonathan? Most of you begin the day like this. You know, I've got nothing. Here I am to face the day. Ian, can you open your hands in front of you? Okay, what I want you to have in your mind when you begin work tomorrow morning is that I am blessed by being holy, that I am blessed by being chosen, that I am blessed by being adopted into God's family, that I am blessed by being redeemed, that Jesus' blood has set me free, that I am blessed by being forgiven, because God has forgiven my sins, that I am blessed because I am sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is the difference. Most of you have a mindset that begins each day like this. But God wants you to know that this and so much more is your starting point. This and so much more is what you have in Christ Jesus. I want you just to visualize that. So that when you get up in the morning, so that when you face a difficulty, so that when you go through the storms of life, you realize that in Christ, your starting point is not emptiness. It's not nothingness. Your starting point is I am blessed, redeemed, holy, set apart, saved by the grace of God, forgiven, sealed with the Holy Spirit, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That is my starting point. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with riches, spiritual riches beyond my comprehension. I'm blessed with so much that my little mind cannot comprehend. Have you got that? Have you got that? Have you got that image? Have you got that picture? Don't go into tomorrow with an empty poverty mindset. Go into tomorrow knowing that you are blessed with the riches of God's grace, with all that He has poured out into us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be carrying those around all day. Okay, I'm going to sum up and finish. I'm going to sum up and finish here. My challenge to you is to remind yourself daily that you are blessed. That's my challenge. Last week we talked about remind yourself daily that I'm a saint. That my standing before God, I begin the day as a saint. I want you this week to remind yourself that I am blessed. You see, when you regularly remind your heart, your soul, when you regularly remind yourself of the blessing of God, it does you good. It does your soul good. I am convinced you can face almost anything that life has to throw at you if you realize that you are blessed in Christ Jesus. So let me give you a few practical things that you might want to do this week. Number one, you might want to take a piece of paper, like a plain piece of paper or notebook, or even open a pages thing on your app, on a phone, and give yourself 10 minutes, give yourself 15 minutes when you're on your own, there's no radio on, there's no World Cup on, you know, give yourself 10 minutes, 15 minutes and write down or type or whatever it is, a list of things that I'm blessed. A list of blessings in your life. They can be spiritual blessings like we've looked at and practical blessings. Family, friends, health, jobs, whatever it is. But take a moment, write a list, write a notes page of the blessings you have in Christ Jesus. That's one thing. Second practical thing you might want to do is you might want to take Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. You might want to take the six phrases, the six words that I picked out, and there are more. If you've got time, you want to go deep into this, there are many, many more. I've not picked them all out. But you might want to do a Bible study, a word study on each one. You might want to write down each one as a phrase. I am holy and blameless in Christ Jesus, and stick that on your mirror. I am holy and blameless. I am forgiven, and stick that somewhere. You might want to write down, I am sealed with the Holy Spirit, and stick that somewhere. And have these truths memorized. Have these riches of God's grace and blessing memorized. And then the third practical idea is this. Tell one another that you are blessed. Tell each other that you are blessed. Tell your wife when she wakes up in the morning, you know, that you are holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. Might be a bit weird to start with, but I tell you, speak truth over each other. Speak truth. Say you're forgiven. You're forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Whatever may have gone on yesterday, today is a new day. Today our starting point is that we are forgiven in Christ Jesus. Speak over one another truth. Speak over your friends. Speak over those that your brothers and sisters in Christ. Speak over them truth of who you are in Christ Jesus. Speak over one another the starting point that we begin each day. So there's three practical ideas. Because if your starting point in life is that I am blessed, you can face those tough days, those struggles, those days when you feel alone. If you have a blessed mentality, if you understand the riches you have in Christ Jesus, it will change everything. What a starting point. What a joyful, joyful starting point. Band, could you come up, please? We're gonna worship. I hope you've got this. I hope you've got this truth today. I am blessed. I am blessed. You are blessed. In Christ Jesus, you are blessed. You are holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. You are sealed with the wonderful Holy Spirit, a foretaste of heaven, a mark of God's Spirit, that you belong to Him. You are redeemed. You are set free from the curse of sin. Whatever addiction or problem you're battling with, you're set free. You're a free son of God. You're adopted into God's family. You're not an outcast. You're not a nobody. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of the King. That is your starting point. That's where you begin. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. We're going to worship and finish by focusing on the grace of God. We're going to focus on God's grace. This is all made possible by the grace of God. It's by Jesus' death on the cross that we are saints, that we are blessed. I really hope this series we're doing on Ephesians over the next 5-6 weeks, it will do something in us, in our minds. It will shift something. It will mature us in Christ. We will realize that the weight of what we have in Christ Jesus. Too many of us, we don't realize the full wonder of what Jesus has done. We don't fully recognize, understand the true glory of what Jesus accomplished on that cross.